So let us just feel everything that's in your heart, that's passing through you and is always with you. Again, that everlasting, ever-present, super-present and omnipresence deep in your heart and deep in the core of your being, in the multi-dimensional, in the field, in the coherence of everything that you are, is love. Unconditional love. From a source that has no limitation, no space and time, that loves you so much. Spirit loves us so much, and all they ask us in the end is to love ourself, know ourself, be ourself, be that love even more. Breathe. And breathe the love that you are consciously here even more. Love yourself, the liquid green healing light of love, which has just been present and passed through you. The activation of light that just happened through you. The energies and frequencies and vibration that is you, that is love, that is peace and balance and rejuvenation, that is you. The infinity, the eternalness, the no beginning, no end space and time and timelessness, that is you. The compassion, the gratitude, the kindness and care and open-heartedness, that is you. The walking light worker, healer, lover of humanity, that is you. The Eheye Asher Eheye, that is you. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Tzevaot. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Tzevaot. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Tzevaot.
Dearly beloveds, you forget I am with you always. Please remember that. But as we said before, don't be who you were, be who you are. You have the ability to shift the entire consciousness of this planet. Waste it not. You have all that you ever desired within you. Waste it not. There are many, many times that horrible things were done in my name. And that is why you are here. To shift that. For as you see, the possesses an entire auditorium, an entire theater of light beings. You've had your chromosomes changed. You've had your light body activated. You've had your stargate in your heart centered. You've had the energy and the frequency of love illuminated within you. How could you be anything other than love? You cannot, unless you choose to. The path that has been done is easy. You know those rules. The pathway that is laying out before you is as easy as you choose it to be. Are you ready to let go of that hard way? Thank you. So these people are. What about you up there? It can get easier. Do you know that? It is only if we love the yeses, huh? Had Rhonda sitting back in the back going, oh, smart. We knew each other before. And you came back. At this time, and I am grateful. Be you. Be love. All you need is love. Where's the song? Huh? Dun, 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 dun. Ah, so it's us again. Understand and know that is who you are. Love. That is it. We love you. You love you. We love you again. We love you again. And then you look at the being next to you and say, we love you too. We love you too. It is truly that simple. We honor you, and we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We wish to continue the frivolity. And the best way to do it is to tell you a story that happened right here. The story of the teacher, Marilyn. Here's a story my partner doesn't want me to tell. The teacher Marilyn sat in 2011 right there, in the audience, right there. And in 1 year, she had made it from right there to right there. And I want to tell that story. From my partner's standpoint, you might think that perhaps my partner saw her light at that moment and thought perhaps he ought to know her better because she had something that would qualify her for the 12-channel session in 2012. And that's not what happened. Actually, he was attracted to her because she's had the loudest laugh in that section. That's right. But then something happened. He got to see her channeling. And when he saw her on stage later that year, he was jealous. Look at all those entities she can channel. I only have one. I told you he wouldn't like this. But he also saw the light. He also saw something that was so beautiful, the use of humor and joy at the same time, wisdom and practicality. He saw talent that he recognized he wanted on his stage. And so she got the invitation to be then one of the 12 channelers that would be on this stage in 2012. He had never channeled with her, however. He didn't know what she would do. Who might come in that he didn't expect? After all, he was in control of the show. He thought. She accepted, and it proceeded so well. He always wondered, is this the right choice? Should I really do this? All the channelers lined up, starting over there, they did such a beautiful job telling about the oneness, the shift that was coming, the love. The messages were beautiful, one by one by one, succinct and lovely and serious, filled with love. Now, he had placed the teacher Marilyn very close to him at the end, so that if things went bad, he could grab her microphone. And then it began. Adaronda came in, as she always does, so loud that it scares the sound man. And then what happened next is legendary. She referred to two parts of her female body as tatas. And I'm here to tell you my partner's reaction. I want this woman with me all the time. And so it is.